This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Boulder unites in grief.
It's important to be with your neighbors and show them that you care.
AstraZeneca's revised data
showing the vaccine is 76% effective.
Delayed by the pandemic, cancer care.
We're doing harder surgeries, sicker patients.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup, coming to grips with the unthinkable at a vigil last night in Boulder, Colorado. Alan Janay of CBS TV affiliate KCNC says tributes were paid to the 10 people who were shot and killed in Monday's supermarket attack.
As people came together among the crowd in the quiet, lighting a candle, was Christina Mays.
I don't know how to feel. My mind is just a blur.
The tears flowed as she felt the support around her. Powerful support.
It's a good thing to see people together.
Yeah.
The crowd was somber and reflective and knew what they needed was each other.
I have felt so raw inside that I simply don't know what to do with these feelings and emotions.
People brought memories to the King Supers of those they knew and loved.
This is our friend Susie.
Those who helped them at the store. Deborah Barros remembered Terry Liker.
You just don't think like something like this is going to happen, and this would be the last time you see their faces and hear their voices.
Later today, a court hearing for the 21-year-old mass murder suspect. Just days after experts seemed to raise new questions about the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says the company is out with updated information.
AstraZeneca says its coronavirus vaccine is 76% effective against symptomatic illness, down from 79% reported earlier. But the drug maker insists that's still strongly effective. The revision comes after a disputed study and concerns that the company may have used outdated trial data.
President Biden has chosen Vice President Harris to lead the effort to deal with the migrant surge at the southern border. CBS's Janet Shamlian has more on a shelter for children in Texas.
This was highly controlled access inside a facility run by Health and Human Services. The tour showed children running and playing in well-equipped facilities. Quite a contrast to those images we saw earlier in the week inside a facility run by Customs and Border Control, which appeared overcrowded with children sleeping on the floor.
There's more evidence the Capitol attack was not simply a case of a crowd getting out of hand. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
New court filings reveal social media messages showing a member of the Oath Keepers militia group, Kelly Meggs, appeared to be plotting with other extremist groups, including the Three Percenters and Proud Boys, weeks before the January 6th attack on the Capitol. We have decided to work together, he wrote in a December 19th Facebook message, and later claimed to have orchestrated a plan with the Proud Boys.
The nation's top tech and social media leaders will find themselves in what's become a familiar place today, back before a congressional panel. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is expected to voice support for updates to a law that protects them from being held liable for what users post. And Twitter's Jack Dorsey will acknowledge they need to do something about the public's mistrust in social media sites.
Overseas, North Korea has test-fired two suspected ballistic missiles for the first time since President Biden took office. Asia correspondent Ramey Innocencio.
One South Korean general tells CBS News those launches are a sign of intimidation. A North Korea expert also says that it's a show of anger, specifically at Biden, after he downplayed and even laughed at some launches that happened over this past weekend.
Published reports say New York Governor Andrew Cuomo gave his brother Chris and other family members special access to state COVID-19 tests in the early days of the pandemic when they were hard to get. A Cuomo spokesman said his administration went above and beyond to get people tested and conduct contact tracing. The pandemic has meant some people have not gotten the kind of care they need for cancer and other diseases. Here's CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Rhonda Johnstone of Roswell, New Mexico, is 52 and battling cancer.
I've got five little grandkids, and I want to be here to watch them grow up.
6 months passed before she was finally diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
I've had to fight for testing. I've had to fight to be seen. I've just had to fight for answers, and I don't think that's fair.
Johnstone is just one of hundreds of thousands whose cancer screenings were put off when the pandemic shut down clinics and labs. That means cases that should have been caught early were not.
I'm seeing people with advanced cancers, cancers that are bleeding, cancers that are coming through the skin.
Dr. Linda Ann Smith, a breast surgeon in Albuquerque, is now treating Johnstone.
We're doing harder surgeries, sicker patients, people who've had to go through extensive treatment before we can take them to surgery.
Mireya Villarreal, CBS News, Dallas, Texas.
An ominous forecast is on tap for today in parts of the South. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
This storm is a 4 out of 5 on the severe weather index. It has the potential to bring large, damaging, and long-track tornadoes for portions of Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee.
The Japanese owner of a grounded ship the size of the Empire State Building that's wedged across the Suez Canal has apologized and vows to do everything to free it up. It's held up more than 150 other ships looking to get through the waterway. 80 years after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the remains of a veteran who died there have been identified. DNA testing determined William Eugene Blanchard was one of hundreds killed aboard the USS Oklahoma. Jordan Windisch is one of the experts helping to identify victims from the attack on the Gilbert Islands just after Pearl Harbor.
The initial recovery only located half of the fallen men, leaving approximately 500 individuals left. So History Flight is going through now to locate those 500-plus missing in action service members.
The remains of a Marine private, Jacob Cruz, were returned to California this week. In Japan, the Olympic torch began its 4-month journey today. It will culminate with the start of the Tokyo Games. North of the border,
welcome to a little bit of history.
Women made up the entire NBA broadcast team last night on Canada's TSN.
2 for 2 from beyond the arc for Pascal.
Sometimes you just got to see one.
Calling Toronto's win over Denver, snapping the team's 9-game losing streak. A former king of late night has done some soul searching.
Show with Jay Leno.
After decades of digs, Leno has released a statement saying he's sorry, though he genuinely thought his jokes, like one about Koreans eating their dogs, were harmless. Leno says his attitude was that some group is always complaining about something, so don't worry about it. The apology comes after a meeting with the Media Action Network for Asian Americans. The group says it repeatedly tried to have a direct conversation with Leno for years and finally succeeded February 10th. And the comedian pledged to do better. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The CEO of General Mills says he's taking seriously the claims of a man on Twitter who says he found shrimp tails in a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. But he says he's convinced the product was tampered with after it left company facilities. He wants experts to get a look. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.